have to protect yourself here, now, anyplace, that only you can be responsible. You can't delegate the job. You can never wish it away. Everything in this world, in your life, regarding your happiness, begins and ends and totally depends upon getting the right card up at the right time. I wonder what happened to the notes about the thing that was on the other card. Well, we're not absolutists here, are we? Now, are there any questions? Yes.
I hire a professional specialist to launder my shirts. Occasionally, I like to throw a button on myself. By and large, they handle a whole job. Occasionally, I make the mistake of entering into a business relationship with someone I think is in the laundering business. Turns out that they're in the shirt printing business. I accept my loss and buy a new shirt and go on to find another professional shirt launderer. And I'm wondering why, if occasionally I enter into a relationship with a business which I think is a property protection business, and turned out to be in the unprofitable, the property tax business, why should this require me to forego the services of a professional property protection agency and instead have to do it on my own, by and large, on an amateur basis?
Appreciate the question, because obviously that was not my intention to suggest that, so apparently I have. I'm not saying that you would not enter into a contract with somebody else to protect your property, but what you recognize at the time you do so is that you are still responsible to yourself to protect yourself from this individual, as well as the people that he intends to protect you from. That in so doing, you are simply making your own decisions based upon you looking at reality, you conceiving of the consequences of making a wrong decision, you being vulnerable to having chose the wrong laundry or the wrong protection agency. The point being that when the millennium comes, when the great society finally appears, you are going to be faced with exactly the same problem that you are now. How do I make absolutely sure that nobody's got his hand in my pocket? The same problem will exist then, because I've got to make absolutely sure that the property protection agency I hire doesn't have their hand in my pocket. And if I find a real good one that I can rely on real well, then that's going to free some of my resources to be used at other areas of my life more productively. But I can never eliminate the responsibility that I have to make sure that that protection agency is right, meaning that they are right for me, that I have chosen the right one. Because if I don't, I'll pay the consequences. And it isn't going to do me any good to say, well, we have some kind of recourse available to that sort of thing, or restitution available, because who's going to get it for you? Just another property protection agency that you're going to have to choose, and you're going to have to face the consequences of making a mistake there, too, and so forth. This is what I'm getting at, and this is obviously what you're getting at, too, I think. Because, as you put it, with the laundry and everything else, you're recognizing that responsibility that you have.
And there was a statement, though, that kind of summed it up, you indicate that it won't be someone else who would achieve a better way of life than would be you, and it would appear to me that this is contradictory to history, where the major advances in physical sciences and so on have been by professionals, not the business and reports. Why wouldn't it be professionals in social sciences who make the breakthrough in a better way of organizing?
Well, when Thomas Edison made his advances, they had to be agreed to by every individual who became a party to it, meaning that each individual decided that it really was an advance and not a step backward, you know, to start using electric lights instead of those modern candles and things. The same thing will be true in this case, that no matter what innovation comes in the social sciences, each individual who's going to be a party to it is going to have to agree to it, and he's going to have to make the decision for himself that this is right for him, that this is workable for him, and that it advances his self-interest. The very recognition of that puts it more in its proper context of dealing on a one-to-one basis, that he may create a society that is better, but only better for him. All he can do is come to you and say, I have something to offer you on an individual-to-individual basis, which I think you ought to accept, and I think if you look into it, you will, but you'll still then decide whether or not you're going to. But if he creates a free